Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in Washington and cities around the world, as well as other U.S. cities, to rally for tougher gun control laws here in the United States following a recent mass deadly shooting at a high school in the U.S. state of Florida, where 17 people died. That event sparked outrage and political activism among young people across the country. Yolanda Renee King is civil rights champion Martin Luther King Jr.'s granddaughter.
My grandfather had a dream that his four little children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that enough is enough.
March for Our Lives, the student march and student organizers demanding that children's lives are made a higher priority for the country, and they are calling for an end to the epidemic of mass school shootings. A new poll conducted by Associated Press indicating sentiment may be changing regarding gun ownership and use of automatic weapons. The poll found that 69% of Americans surveyed now think gun laws should be tightened. Overall, the survey indicated 54% of gun owners now favor stricter gun control laws. In other news, Russian and Syrian media reporting more than 105,000 people have left Syria's eastern Ghouta area, including some 7,000 members of one of the rebel groups occupying the area. Departure comes a day after one rebel group surrendered territory in Ghouta. This is VOA News. A car bomb has exploded in the city of Alexandria, Egypt, killing at least two, wounding at least four. Officials saying the bombing targeted Alexandria's security chief 2 days before the country holds a presidential election. Egypt's prosecutor general has ordered an urgent and wide investigation of the attack, which the government attributes to terrorism. There was no claim of responsibility for the blast. International Organization for Migration is appealing for $88 million to provide life-saving aid to many of the 1.7 million Ethiopians who are displaced throughout the country because of conflict as well as drought. Lisa Schlein reporting now from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
Over the past decade, Ethiopia's economy has been growing at a rapid pace. Unfortunately, the 2016 El Niño-induced drought, the worst in 50 years, has set back much of that progress, forcing more than 10 million people to become dependent on international food relief. Last year, the rains failed again. The United Nations reports 8.5 million people in the hardest-hit drought-stricken south and southeastern regions of the country are going hungry and are in need of food aid. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump has denounced the attack in France that claimed four lives, including a police officer who exchanged himself for a hostage a gunman was holding captive in a supermarket in a southwestern town. Authorities say two people have been arrested in connection with the shootings. Chief executive of the computer and smartphone company Apple, Tim Cook, has spoken out about open trade amid the rising fears of a trade war between the United States and China. He spoke on the sidelines of the annual China Development Forum in Beijing.
I'm going to encourage everyone to that calm heads prevail, and that to really focus on the inequality that exists and why it exists, and to put the energy there, which I think will be, which I think over time will be the thing that lifts everyone up, not the haves only.
Trade tension between China and the United States flared last week when President Trump unveiled plans to level tariffs on potentially up to $60 billion in Chinese goods. China's Commerce Ministry urged the United States to pull back, saying it was not afraid to engage in a trade war. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.